struggle of a broken vessel. The toughest part about this process is being committed to the process. And the commitment has to be built to last because the enemy hasn't stopped yet. This is the struggle of a broken vessel. This is maybe the struggle of the person sitting next to you. This is the best parts of life and the parts that are messed up too, like buying a new car, but having another car run that red light, T-boning you, and now your child's a vegetable. Or like celebrating a promotion on a job, but going out having too much to drink, barely making it home, but not past the vestibule. So we're lying there, silently sobbing, barely sleeping a wink, wake up to the same problems. This is pain. Unspeakable. Agony. Unthinkable. Ego the size of the Titanic, but this ship ain't unsinkable. My pride lies on the bottom of the ocean floor, furthest away from the place they say is pain no more. See, I'm trying to make it to heaven. Well, at least to take a tour, I need to see those golden floors so I can be sure that's really my reward before I actually get in line with the will of the Lord. See, I need motivation. Because what else is going to stop me from succumbing to temptation when flesh-pleasing thoughts are part of my daily contemplation? Can't even watch television without feeling some sensation. And it was only a Head and Shoulders commercial. See, every blow from the enemy is meant to be hurtful. He'll try to box you into the corner just so he could work you. Deep bruising sin leaves my spiritual skin black and purple. Complacent with God's grace, so I feel I have room to make mistakes like I'm at rehearsal. But every man and woman has an appointed time to be called home like they have a curfew. And Revelations 20 says you'll have to give an account to the time God gave you. Questions like, how many men and women have you committed to me after I saved you? And I also gave you the ultimate blueprint to commitment. I said I'll never leave or forsake you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to educate you to learn to trust in him, even if it feels like he's slayed you. But this isn't easy. It's definitely a struggle. Most of us have only had half our Job experience, meaning we've only seen our trouble double. So spiritual bombs leave our spiritual landscape in rubble. But we're asking God to change this play before we break the huddle. Sometimes lifestyle changes aren't drastic. Sometimes they're just subtle. Like instead of exchanging I hate yous with the enemy, maybe you'd say I love you, or God bless you, or God have mercy on your soul, because God's wrath will come in seven bowls and you'll have to read Revelation 16 to get revelation on that. Meanwhile, I'm burdened with my lack of commitment having dire effects. See, the enemy is always trying to bowl me over. He's always trying to knock me out of my lane, but I'm writing with those 10 pens. Enemy can't knock them all down, so I guess I'll never strike. I always got one to spare. Y'all know I'm writing for my life, but these bills are due again. You know that life is full of strife, and these banks won't lend, so the money's getting tight. Deadlines won't bend, so I toss and turn all night. Can't depend on next of kin. Future's not looking bright. Still struggling with that same sin that I just can't get right. Ask God over and over again to remove it from my life, but I can't even get a yes, not even a maybe. I might, so I feel like I'm playing chess, but only with the night, meaning I'm only taking L's, losing everything in sight. So I fell down to my knees asking God for insight. He said the only way to me is through my son, Jesus Christ. So I found myself in church like the very next night, sitting next to a friend who wanted to rededicate her life. She said there's always next week, so I didn't urge her to go ahead. Found out 23 hours, 17 minutes, and 6 seconds later that my friend was dead. Showed up to the crime scene. She was just lying there. Bullet hole in her head. And the scenario from the night before played over and over again in my head. Like, what if I didn't let her succumb to the spirit of fear? Maybe she'd still be here. Maybe she would have been reading the word or passing out tracks instead of working the curb out there on the track. And maybe she doesn't get caught in the crossfire of a deal gone bad for some crack.